Watch me. Watch me. For all of creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Romans 8:19. Watch me live, forgive, heal, bless. Watch me. And because we watch me, watch me, watch me. It's not some narcissistic, self-absorbed watch me. It's watch the fullness of the finished work of Christ shining in me, with me, for me, and through me for the glory of his name. I don't know if you understand this. You are about to fill your world with more Jesus than ever before. Everything the enemy said you were not able to, everything, and I mean without exception, Pastor Sam, how do you know that? I'll prove it through scripture. Every single thing the enemy said you will not be able to occupy or conquer, you really need to get ready. You are about to occupy and conquer every single thing God has ordained with your name on it. Every giant the enemy said you're never going to be able to bring it down. Ay, que se prepare ese gigante mentiroso. Because en el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret, todos los gigantes van a estar derrotados, van a caer en el suelo completamente. Watch us. Watch us, watch us. Because you are anointed, number two, to prove hell wrong with fresh oil. So David proved hell wrong because of the anointing, not just because of what he said. His bold declaration, indeed, parenthetically speaking, watch me, he said it. Just watch me do this. But it's not just because he had great eloquent words and he was self-confident. It's about the anointing. David proved hell wrong because in every major season of his life, he received fresh oil. 1 Samuel 16:13. David stood there amongst his brothers. Samuel took the flask of olive oil. He brought it and anointed David. And the Spirit of God of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. 2 Samuel 2:4. And the men of Judah came and they anointed David king over the house of Judah. 2 Samuel 5:3. The elders came and they made him king over all of Israel. He was anointed three times. For every major season of his life, he received an anointing. You receive fresh oil for every major season of your life. Now, we need to break this down of what this fresh oil really looks like. What is the anointing? What does it mean? Because you and I are anointed with fresh oil to prove hell wrong. The anointing, to be clear, and I know you know this, is heaven's authority upon your divine assignment. The anointing is God's power to fulfill his purpose. The anointing doesn't make you weird, it makes you wired. It makes you wired. Anointed people are not weird. Well, some of them are. The point to you is the anointing connects you to everything Jesus did on the cross. That's the anointing. The anointing is God's presence that enables you to occupy the promises. It is God's super over your natural, enabling you to experience the supernatural. The anointing is when the grace, gift, and glory of God inside of you come together, empowering you to change the world in front of you. That's the anointing. Mark 6:13. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So from Genesis to Revelation and even today, we discover that anointed people do what others will not do. Anointed people do what others cannot do. Anointed people do not whine, they worship. So are they. Anointed people do not focus on the darkness, they turn on the light. Anointed people do not make excuses, they make history. Under the anointing, what do? According to scripture, we shout down walls. We bring down giants. We pray down fire. We cast out devils. We lay hands on the sick. We speak truth with love. We pursue righteousness. We show our children how to pray. We advance the Lamb's agenda. We, under the anointing, we do justice. We love mercy. And we walk humbly before God. So I don't want to be presumptuous. I'm going to ask one time, are there any anointed people in Metro Life here today? Raise your hand. Repeat after me. I am saved. Say it like you believe it. I am saved. I am delivered. I am healed. I am chosen. And I am anointed. Matter of fact, go a little bit beyond that. Say, I am anointed. My family's anointed. My children are anointed. My children's children will likewise be anointed. When I go in, I'm anointed. When I go through, I'm anointed. When I come out, I am anointed. I am anointed in church. I am anointed at work. I am anointed at Starbucks. I am anointed at the mall. I am anointed in my school. I am anointed online. I am anointed offline. Every single day of my life, whether the devil likes it or not, whether hell likes it or not, as for me and my house, we are anointed. Somebody shout like you're anointed and praise like you're anointed and act like you're anointed and live. We're anointed. We're anointed. We're anointed preachers and anointed teachers. We're anointed politicians. We're anointed entrepreneurs and investors. We're anointed actors and directors and producers and singers and creative and innovators. We're anointed. We're anointed. No, regardless of where you're at and what you do, you are what?
Anointed. Well, Pastor Sam, according to the boxes I have to check, primarily the color of my skin, my social economic background.
Well, get over yourself. Above all, more importantly than being black, white, yellow, or brown, being Republican, Democrat, or independent, whatever it may be, whether you're Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, it doesn't matter. You are anointed. You have been anointed by the Holy One. Therefore, you have the fullness of the knowledge, 1 John 2:20, referring to the finished work of Christ. The anointing is none other, according, that's why David said to all his naysayers, what, I can't do this, I can't do that. I get fresh oil. Like every time you all say I can't do it, but I need to differentiate. George, come up here for a second. This is George. He's the Mac Daddy Mac. Because there is a difference between the anointing David received, the anointing we have. There is. Because in the Old Testament, we have received the anointing who is the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you, 1 John 2:27. So in the Old Testament, when people were anointed, George, you're going to have to help me. Hold on to this for a second. I have to show them the anointing thing. So. Sure. Because in the Old Testament, it wasn't like they do now. You know, in churches, we do symbolically. You know, the book of Acts affirms it. The New Testament affirms that it's symbolic of the anointing, so we still do it. But in the Old Testament, it was like straight. It wasn't just like, recibe. In the Old Testament, it was straight up, oh, you want to be anointed? So when they anointed David, it wasn't sophisticated, you know, super, you know, proper, symbolic. You know, like today we do like, let us anoint thee. I anoint thee in the name of the Father, the Spirit, amen. No. In the old covenant, it wasn't that. In the old covenant, no joke. Well, look at you.
Who are we? We are a church. We are a community of Christ followers. We are disciples and disciple makers. Who are we? We are societal architects, cultural reformers. We are atmosphere shifters and atmosphere creators. Who are we? We are worshipers in spirit and in truth. We are the light of the world. We are a city on a hill. We are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. We are world changers and we are history makers. We are the answer to the problem of relativism and deconstructionism, of chaos and anarchy. Who are we? We are God's children. We are a Christ-centered, Bible-based, Spirit-empowered, multi-ethnic, multi-generational community, passionate about the gospel of Christ. We're wired, but we're not weird. We are passionate. We're definitely not complacent. Who are we? We are New Season, fully committed in the name of Jesus to doing nothing less than changing the world.
We don't leave. We stand. So in the old covenant, when David was anointed, it was a flask of oil, and it wasn't like, here's a little bit.
South Florida, I'm telling you, the level of expectation is completely different. Know your crowd, my friend. Know your crowd. No, but I'm so tempted. But I bendito, somebody shouted. For all the non-Spanish speaking folk, I bendito means I bendito. So that it was, right? So the Old Testament. Oh, go get over yourself, George. Just a little bit. It'll be like a fast jerry curl right here, real quick. It'll be like. So it will be port. Okay. I was good. That was the O, and it would go down. And it was symbolic because it was, and you all know about Aaron's beard, and you know, it'll fall down, and you're anointed from the top to the bottom, and it flows. But that's the Old Testament. Let me show you how the anointing works in the New Testament according to 1 John 2:27. In the New Testament, you're not anointed like this. Take one sip of this. That's it. And that's the anointing today. Today, you're not anointed primarily from the outside in. You're anointed from the inside out. Oh, I'm going to drop the mic and let you understand this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to sit here till you get this. Your anointing is not from the outside in. The Bible says you have received the anointing, who is the Holy Spirit, who lives not on top of you, baby. He lives. That's why the devil can't touch your anointing. That's why the world can't take away your anointing. That's why the seasons you go through, the storm, the valley, the fire, the snake, the wolf, nothing can take away your anointing. Why? Because you're not anointed from the outside in. You are anointed from the inside out. Somebody shout like you're anointed. That's why you can say, greater is he that is than he that is in the... 1 John 4:4, John 7:38, out of your belly shall flow rivers of. That's why I'm here to tell you there's not a devil in hell, a demon on earth, a man or a woman, a problem or a chapter in your life that will be able to remove the anointing that is inside of you. Somebody praise like you got this. All the anointed people, lift up your hands. Really high. If you know you're anointed, lift them up really high. You're not a victim, you're anointed. You're not broke, busted, and disgusted, you're anointed. You're not the devil's punching bag, you are anointed. Luke 4:18 about Jesus and us through him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He has anointed me, anointed me, anointed me. Oh, wow. Wow, this is, never shared this before, listen to me. Hi, Padre. David, the first time he got this anointing, it wasn't in front of a church or in a public setting, it was private. He was private. Jesse, his brother, Samuel came along. Shpa! The Lord says, tag, you're in. Boom! He was anointed. Privately before he was laid out publicly. God will anoint you privately before the people around you, before he anoints you publicly, even in front of those that... He will anoint you to serve before he anoints you to lead. He will anoint you to wait before he anoints you to win. Some of you have been anointed just like David in the private place. God already said, I'm going to put you over many things. I've anointed you with royalty. But God said you have to wait for a season. I need you to get ready. Now is the time to come out of the woodworks and shine for the glory of Jesus. Somebody shout, I'm anointed. I'm anointed. He anoints you, don't you? Lift up your hands. The musicians, come up here. Are they here? How are you? Hi, I'm Sam. Pleasure meeting you. He anointed him first time. He carried the anointing
Then finally, when Saul died, he was anointed over Judah. There are things, Saul represents narcissism, idolatry, rebellion, pride. That's what Saul represents. When you permit things in your life to die, when you permit the finished work of Christ to crucify every vestige, every self-absorbed notion, then he anoints you over a portion, 2 Samuel 2:4. He'll anoint you over Judah before he anoints you over Israel to see whether or not you can manage Judah with integrity. He'll give you a portion of it and say, come on. Can she manage it with integrity? What will you do with what you currently have? And then over all of Israel, I need you to lift up your hands. I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. This is going to get a little bit funky here right now. And again, no coercion, no manipulation. Under David's first anointing, the first thing he did before he proceeded was to defeat the giant in his generation. The giant threatening his family and threatening his people. I'm here to tell you, I came from California, traveled from this morning from California. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning to get here to tell you, no joke, the fresh oil you're receiving, every giant in your family is coming down. 50% of you believe that. 60% of you believe that. I need you to put a smile on your face. Put a shout on your lip. The giant in your family is coming down. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The giant of depression is coming down. The giant of anxiety is coming down. The giant of addiction is coming down. The giant of multi-generational diseases is coming down. How many believe every giant in your family will come down under this? It's coming down. So you're receiving fresh oil today because you're anointed to prove hell wrong by what the words that come out of your mouth. Your biblically substantiated finished work of Christ declaration, because I'm crucified with Christ, watch me. You're anointed to prove hell wrong with fresh oil for every season of your life. And it begins by bringing down the giants. Oh, Lord, not only are the giants in our family coming down, but we're receiving a fresh anointing to bring down the giants in our generation. Pastor, I don't want to get in trouble. Pastor Chris, Pastor Steve, are we streaming? We're not streaming. We're not recording anything, are we? There we go. This may be politically correct, and I may get in trouble, maybe not get invited again, but we're still going to hang out because we're buddies for life. But I'm going to do it anyway. There's enough faith in this room and enough Davids in this house. What's my name? That means you're a bunch of Davids. My name is Samuel for a reason. I came... I came with authority from heaven to release fresh oil upon you and even upon Metro Life and upon your families. I may get in trouble for this, but I believe there's enough faith in this room, believe it or not, to declare the following. The giant of abortion is coming down. The giant of racism is coming down. The giant of pedophilia is coming down. The giant of human trafficking is coming down. The giant of children gender mutilation is coming down. Every giant coming after our children will come down in the name of Jesus. Every giant comes down. Some of you who are skeptics may be saying, really, is that really going to happen? Is that truly possible? Let me tell you what David declared. Under the anointing, you prepare a table before me. Where? Where? In the presence of what? And you anoint my head with? And my cup runneth. We are about to see that in our generation. We are about to see that in America. Stand with me. You are. You're anointed to prove hell wrong. You are anointed to prove hell wrong to all the naysayers and detractors, to every single negative voice and contrary spirit regarding your God-ordained purpose and destiny. You're Ephesians 2:10, Psalm 138, verse 8. You're anointed to prove hell wrong. And you're anointed to prove hell wrong. Let me land this by removing Saul's armor. Saul gave David his own armor. He took two steps to see what it was like. 1 Samuel 17. And he responded in verse 39. I can't do this. So David removed and took off the armor. Too many Christians, too many people in the church find themselves unable to overcome the giants in front of them because they're wearing someone else's armor. And you can't fight your giant with someone else's anointing. You can't get your breakthrough with someone else's praise. You can't fulfill your purpose with someone else's promise. And you can't live out your destiny with someone else's identity. You have to carry your own testimony. Revelation 12:11, once again, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I'm going to call you out here for a second for those that want to come out, but let me ask you a question. Why would Saul want David to wear his armor? Don't just say because he wanted to protect him. You have to know the full narrative of Saul. He was the quintessential narcissist. It was all about him. I submit to you for your prayerful consideration the following biblical supposition. The reason why Saul wanted David to wear the armor, just in case Saul had no belief at all that David would overcome, but just in case David would win, Saul can say the reason David overcame was because he was wearing my what? There are people that put stuff on you for the purpose of wanting to get part of the credit when they get the breakthrough. No, you're not hearing me right now. But God says you don't need to wear anybody else's armor. I'm going to do something that only I will get the glory. I'm going to do it in such a way that everyone will know that the only reason you got here is but God. Anybody here? Because anybody here right now here because but God.
This is Pastor Sam Rodriguez. What if I tell you, you and your family are stepping into a season of fresh oil, holy fire, and new wine? Listen carefully. If the enemy has been attacking your mind recently, there's a reason for that. If he's been attacking your health recently, there's a reason for that. If the enemy has been targeting your finances, your relationships, your calling, your purpose, your mantle, there's a reason for that. What if I tell you the very same areas the enemy has been attacking will be the very same areas that God is about to bless and use for his glory? The very areas recently under attack will experience, watch this, fresh oil, holy fire, and new wine, all biblically substantiated. The anointing is the Holy Spirit, 1 John 2:27. God's about to do something new in you, with you, for you, and through you for the glory of his name. David was anointed three different times. You're about to receive a new anointing that will enable you to slay the giants of your generation, to bring back the glory of God into every circumstance in your life, and to give him all of the glory. Fresh oil is coming your way. Fresh oil is coming your way. The oil for your lamp, the oil for your jars, the anointing to be able to show the world that Christ is everything in your life. But not just fresh oil, there's holy fire coming your way. Now you may say, Pastor Sam, I received the word about fresh oil, but I don't want God's fire. Yes, you do. God's fire, Matthew 3:11, Acts 2:3, Hebrews, that fire is not a punitive fire. It is a sanctifying fire. It is a purifying fire. It is a fire that prepares you, a fire that preserves you, and a fire that promotes you. You heard me correctly. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? God will save you from the fire. He will save you in the fire, and he will save you with the fire. That fire is coming your way. This is not a fire that will punish you. It will literally catapult you into the next season. It is a fire where God will remove from inside of you and from around you everything that will serve as a deterrent to the fulfillment of his purpose in your life. Somebody say, holy fire, holy fire. Listen to me carefully. Remember Acts 28? The Apostle Paul, a snake bit him, came out of the brushwood. When that snake hit the fire, it jumped out. And then Paul shook it off and put it back into the fire. I declare there's holy fire in your house, because holy fire means your house, your mind, your relationship going forward is a snake-free zone. Did you hear me? Because of God's holy fire, your mind, body, soul, and spirit, your children and your children's children, your family, your calling, your purpose, your ministry is nothing other than a snake-free zone. And then what else is coming your way? New wine. New wine is a new joy, a new infusion of God's shalom. Amos 9:13 says, I look up, wherever I see wine being poured down coming my way. The sower and the reaper taking over one another, blessings that I can't count. There is new wine coming your way. I wrote this book to capture this prophetic message for you and your family, all biblically substantiated for such a time as this. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. Receive this message. I want you to go right now online. Go on Amazon. Purchase this book today with its corresponding study guide. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. This prophetic mandate will shift your life forevermore. Fresh oil, holy fire, new wine. If this is what you believe God for you and your family, purchase this book today. Buy it right now. And let's do one thing together with fresh oil, with holy fire, with new wine. Let's go change the world.